فيقول هذا فكاكك من النار. وفي رواية عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يجيء يوم القيامة ناس من المسلمين بذنوب أمثال الجبال يغفرها الله لهم. رواه مسلم. هذا أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه he explains that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that on the day of Qiyamah every Muslim will be presented with a Jew or a Christian and he will be told that this person is your ransom for the fire of Jahannam, your redemption for the hellfire. As we explained from the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that Allah Pak made it such that every person has got a place in Jannat and Jahannam. Now Allah Pak has entered him into Jannat. Who will take his place in Jahannam? That person that didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be put in his place now. You lost out. You also had the opportunity, oh non-Muslim who was a Jew or a Christian, you also had the opportunity to go to Jannat. But you didn't choose that opportunity, you didn't act upon what you needed to do. So now this Muslim will be physically shown. The reason Allah Pak will show it to him physically, so now he can physically appreciate the value of Iman. Iman is such a valuable thing that I would have also, if I didn't have this Iman, I would also have been put in the fire of Jahannam. So now he can appreciate what the value of Iman is. Physically the man can see, Muslim will see, that this is the value of Iman. The second riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned on the day of Qiyamah, people will come with sins the size of mountains. Huge. Meaning so much of sins they committed. يَغْفِرُهَا اللَّهُ لَهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive this also for them. In other words, Allah Pak's mercy will be in a josh on that day. Allah Pak will forgive this also. So therefore a person, although we have to be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should never ever lose hope. Because Allah Pak's mercy is so much. So no person should ever lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, no person should be foolish and say that I'm only relying in the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should act and he should work so that he could also get and benefit from this blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يدنى المؤمن يوم القيامة من ربه حتى يضع كنفه عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, a mu'min will be drawn closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cordons him off. Cordons him off. In other words, now he's not visible to the public, to everyone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws him closer, Allah Pak cordons him off to bestow his mercy upon this person. فَيُقَرِّرُهُ بِذُنُوبِهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now starts reminding him of the gunas that he committed. فَيَقُولُ أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا Do you remember the sin you committed? أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا Allah would say, do you remember the sin you committed? Do you remember the sin you committed? In other words, Allah Pak starts reminding him of the gunas that he had committed. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّ أَعْرِفُ He'll say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I remember the sin. I remember. In other words, he will also have the ability to remember the gunas that he committed. قَالَ فَإِنِّي قَدْ سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not asking this person publicly. Allah Pak has cordoned this person off. So now he's not in the view of the public. And then Allah Pak is asking him, do you remember the sin? Do you remember the sin? And he says, I remember the sin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا I had concealed that sin in the dunya. I didn't expose it to the public in the dunya. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ يَوْمَ الْيَوْمِ Allah Pak will say that today also, I didn't expose it to the people in the dunya, today also I will hide it. I will conceal that sin of yours. فَيُعْطَى صَحِيفَةَ حَسَنَاتِهِ Allah Pak then tells him, I will forgive you today, I will forgive you your gunas, and then Allah Pak will give him his book of deeds, his good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him. فَيُعْطَى صَحِيفَةَ حَسَنَاتِهِ Then this person will be given his book of good deeds. So imagine how much of care Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking not to embarrass him even on that day. That in his dunya and also he hid that gunas that a person committed. That day he calls him close, cordons him off, he reminds him to show him that this is my mercy, this was the sin you committed, this was the sin, today also I will forgive you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yesterday we were explaining that when a person uses the toilet, how careful a person should be about iman, about going to wrong places so that iman doesn't get snatched away, it doesn't get tainted, it doesn't get spoiled. And one of the benefits, a person comes out of the toilet, he reads these words, ghufranak. Actually it's as'aluka ghufranak, these words as'aluka is muqaddar. Allahumma inni as'aluka ghufranak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm asking you for your pardon. So these words are understood. So therefore we just say ghufranaka, your pardon. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm asking you for your pardon. And one of the reasons we gave yesterday was, a person is making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously. But for those moments he was in the toilet, he was unable to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak, that I should be making your zikr. For those moments I didn't make your zikr, so pardon me. Another explanation ulama give is that a person, when he goes into the toilet now, he's seeing that physical filth. When he sees that physical filth, his mind goes that I've got a lot of spiritual filth also. My body is full of sins. So the moment he steps out of the toilet, he makes this dua that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive my sins. Like how I got this physical filth, I've also got spiritual filth, I've got gunas. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me for that also. Third explanation ulama give is that when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was in Jannat, then Adam alayhi salatu wasalam obviously didn't have the need to go to the toilet. There was no need for going to the toilet, there's no need to go to the toilet in Jannat. Allah Pak will make it such that the food will digest in its own way without a person needing to go to the toilet. So the first time he came to the dunya and he needed to relieve himself, the thought went that I didn't need to do this in Jannat. And then the thought went to the error of judgment that he made. Then he said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me. So this is actually the dua of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And the fourth reason ulama give, which is a very deep reasoning, the ulama of tasawwuf give, is that a person realizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me my rizq. My rozi Allah Pak had given me, the food Allah Pak had given me. And then Allah Pak had made it such that I could take this food into my system. And Allah Pak had allowed this food to digest. This food went through my whole system, it had given me energy. And if Allah Pak had caused this food to be stuck in me, I would have been constipated, I would have been going through so much of difficulties. But despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made it such that he found a passage for me to pass out this food and pass out the extra filth that's in my body. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been so great to me from the beginning right up till now. And yet I am not making enough shukr to Allah Pak. So out of that regret that a person is not making sufficient shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment he steps out of the toilet, he says, Ghufranak, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm seeking your pardon, that I couldn't make your shukr as I ought to make your shukr. So this is a believer always constantly having tawajjuh and his attention is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will turn his tawajjuh towards this person. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanallah rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.